my new responsibilities, which are new to me, is to fulfill the ITS mission, which is to excel at providing easy access to information technology or IT solutions through quality industry partners to meet government IT requirements. Now, when we do this successfully, when we do this well, we reduce the total acquisition time, cost, and risk of those acquisitions and allow our customer agencies to focus on their core mission, which is more often than not IT provisioning.
And so one of the first orders of business, it sounds like, is figuring out how to get a cloud contract going for OMB. Is that going to fall under your purview?
Right, and in fact, that's one of my priorities as it comes to this job, which is supporting the administration's IT priorities. The number one, which you mentioned, is optimizing common services solutions through what we commonly call cloud computing. Now, Casey Coleman, the GSA CIO, is leading that effort, working with Vivek Kundra. Our job is to provide the acquisition support and the web provisioning to actually implement those the initial cloud computing services.
And that's going to be a pretty big transition for the federal government. Do you think that's something they're starting to embrace?
Oh, absolutely. All you have to do is pay attention to the newspapers, the press, and the chatter that's going out there. I think the promise is huge. The challenges and the opportunities are vast and great as well. But we're up to it. We're going to get that done.
Well, besides cloud computing, there's a lot of other requirements the government has. And what are some of the top priorities you're going to be looking at for, you know, people that have really large systems to maintain, say, logistics systems, that mainframe-style types of systems that really do the big business of government? That must be on your radar, too.
Well, sure. And another administration priority we're supporting actively is green. Now, certainly cloud computing itself has a component of green. As you optimize those resources, you use less data center resources, and data centers account for, I think, 1.5 of all the power consumption in the U.S., so it's not insignificant. In addition to that, we're also developing an online carbon footprint baseline assessment tool, which we're about to roll out to the agencies in a beta mode, which is just really, really exciting, because you can go ahead and play scenarios and figure out how to reduce your carbon footprint. Okay, other big jobs, this kind of hit me. I've been on the job now for 2 weeks. I think this is my anniversary, my second week. The networks transition is a big, big opportunity. Transitioning from the FTS 2001 contract to the newer, much less expensive, much more efficient, much more robust functionality networks, and that's networks with an X contract. Okay. Finally, I think my third biggest challenge is just the continuous improvement of my internal acquisition operations, primarily focused on getting the GSA schedule, which is where the majority of our quality vendors interact back through the government, get the cycle time reduced for contract award and contract modification. In fact, my goal, and I can't quantify this, is to make those cycle times for the schedule to be equal to the same cycle time for our GWACs, which is just much better.
And agencies are buying into this because they seem to be cooperating and using those schedules more frequently.
The schedules business continues to increase every year. Now, a lot of people read it as it's not increasing anymore. Well, schedules experienced such explosive growth over the prior 10 years, you know, you just couldn't do that anymore. In fact, though, my portfolio, the ITS portfolio, equals out to about $22 billion, which is about one-third of all IT, federal IT spending. So the customers are embracing us.
Well, with all that government has to do these days, I think the last thing they want to do is go wrangle their own contracts.
Exactly. And we all know about the challenge, particularly if you live within the Beltway, we know about the challenge of the competition for 1102s or contracting officers. I myself have that challenge. Another kind of opportunity is we have a lot of vacancies for contracting officers. Other agencies have those vacancies. Again, when you use us, you're going to reduce the time, risk, and cost of acquisition. Now, I know this. I'm going to say this with some authority because, as some people know, I've worked in the private industry a couple times. And all you have to do is respond to a GSA solicitation or a full and open solicitation. And the full and opens are just so much more work. Now, the government procurement officer might not see it that way, but certainly the vendors see it that way. And that cost and that time eventually comes back to the government in the form of cost, right?
Yeah. And that's what they're looking at these days, bottom line.
And there's been this panel that's been sitting or standing or meeting for several months now, almost, I think, about a year and a half, to look at the schedule program and possible changes. Has the panel spoken to you? Are there any changes in store for the schedules program that might affect the rest of government that has to buy off of them?
I was not on the panel, although several GSA employees were on the panel. We haven't gotten the results from the panel yet. I hear we're going to get it any time now, but we've been hearing that for a while. When we get them, we'll take a look at them and go forward from there.
Well, Mr. O'Hare, good job, and off to a big start, and we thank you for joining us today on the air to talk about this a little bit. We will be talking to you, I'm sure, very soon.
Well, Tom, Jane, you're welcome, and to your listeners. Thanks for listening.